Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so Joyce had a bag over there with something special in it. But I have a box. I have a box over here. Now, it looks like a Christmas present or a gift for someone. Do you know what is inside of this gift box? Joyce? Huh?
I can't tell.
Okay. Good. Do you think now, would you ever know what this Christmas gift is if you never opened it? No, you wouldn't know. Do you think that this gift would benefit you and this gift would benefit all others if you refuse to open it? No, you wouldn't know what's in there, especially if you don't want to open it or you stand back. Well, you know, that's the same thing about Christmas. The greatest gift is Jesus Christ. Yet multitudes, I mean many people, turn away from Christ, the greatest gift of all. Their hearts and their minds are closed. Their lives are filled with worldly stuff. So many people just don't seem to get the true message of Christmas. So they miss out. They miss out on receiving Jesus Christ, the greatest gift of Christmas. Oh, yes, indeed. They do get the message about giving presents, that's for sure. However, the gifts they give and receive are most often material. Folks spend hundreds and hundreds, if not $1,000 plus, on the latest technological gadgets and the most up-to-date fashions and jewelry. They max out their credit cards on gifts, and then they spend half the year or more paying for it all. All the material gifts in the world are not going to guarantee you, I can truly say, are not going to guarantee you that you can achieve the happiest Christmas ever. Of course, today is Christmas Day. An exciting time. This is an exciting time for a lot of people. An exciting time to flip the switch, so to speak, and look at the true meaning of what this day really means. Those of you who are musically inclined or enthusiast about it, you may know or may not know that Handel's Messiah was inspired by Scripture. I cannot help but think of Handel's Messiah when I read or hear the words from our text in Isaiah. Christmas is about giving, you know, about giving. And Christ is the greatest gift of Christmas. In our text from Isaiah, it's actually further down in verse 6, it reads, "For a child has been born, a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Such a child," says Isaiah, "shall have authority and be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Says Isaiah, such a one shall usher in endless peace and establish justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. This messianic prophecy that Isaiah is speaking of course, is who? It's Jesus. That's what we're talking about, Christmas and Jesus. Jesus lived up to all these titles of Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His birth, his life, his saving work through his suffering, death, and resurrection have assured us, and that's the big word there, has assured us that our sins are forgiven and we are reconciled with God. And one day, One day we shall live completely in his realm, where perfect peace, justice, and righteousness shall prevail, because he shall destroy once and for all. We know these old enemies of ours, the sin, death, and evil. That's what it means, you see, to celebrate those wonderful words from Isaiah's text. Further down from our reading, but it says, for a child has been born to us, a son given to us. The words are a reminder of Christ, our greatest gift of Christmas. We claim the promise of those words, don't we? Born for us, and a son given to us, to everybody. The words come to us as gospel, isn't it? It's the good news about Jesus and his life-saving message. What a gift Jesus is for you, me, and the whole world. Christ is unlike all other Christmas gifts, our presents. All other Christmas gifts, our presents, are limited, aren't they? They're temporal and most likely conditional. On the other hand, Christ, our greatest gift, offers us his unlimited grace and forgiveness, his gift of love that lasts forever. And he offers himself to us without conditions. Christ accepts and loves us unconditionally. And we, in response, are set free, aren't we? We're set free to give and to love and serve others unconditionally. You know, that's what Christmas is all about. Christmas is our celebration of God's ultimate gift of love. God saw our pain and our devastation, our hopelessness, our brokenness, and our fragile love. And he loved us so much, that he gave his one and only Son, who believes in him, and they shall not perish and have eternal life. Isn't that something, isn't it? That here we are today, it's colder than heck outside, some snow on the ground, everything, but that doesn't make any difference. But God still loves us no matter what the weather is or what's going on in our lives. He still loves us. Jesus is the ultimate gift. The ultimate gift we can never, ever forget. Here, this baby is for you. Amen. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Jesus, the greatest gift of Christmas for you, for me, for everyone. Amen.